They're a real threat and they're scattered over thousands of hectares in northern Donetsk. Landmines, along with other remnants of war, are preventing many people from returning home. Ukraine says Russian troops placed a large number of mines all over the area. As Al Jazeera accompanied a demining crew, a missile landed near a house. It didn't explode and the crew headed towards it. Alexei, a demining technician, says remnants of missiles must be examined carefully. They're dangerous, especially if the missile doesn't detonate. This area is now clean, it's safe. The crew gets back to its task, demining the area around a major power line so engineers can restore power supplies.
Since the start of the war, we've removed more than 40,000 mines and unexploded projectiles across Donetsk alone. We believe the liberated areas now house three times that number. Each year of war means 15 years demining work.
Of course, the war is far from over. Many villages are still being bombarded. Many more are without electricity, heating gas or water during the crucial winter months. Despite all of this, Victoria refuses to leave her home. She's made it her job to feed dozens of pets abandoned by their owners in her neighbourhood.
Many pets were left behind. They're innocent creatures. We all hope that this horror will come to an end one day and we can restore peace. We suffered under occupation for more than 7 months. We are free now, but the situation is still dire.
Elsewhere in the province, villages have been totally destroyed. There's not much for residents to come home to, even if they wanted to. Nadim Barber, Al Jazeera,